A recession comedy sounds like an oxymoron, but a new play about rampant unemployment and economic turmoil premieres at the Boston Playwrights Theater tonight. It's an unusual example of art imitating life, though. The plot, girl has job, girl loses job, girl has to find a new job in a very tough economy. Nothing new there, but this girl is up against some stiff competition. Zombies. That's right. Zombies. And dragons, too. WBUR's Andrea Shea sat in on a rehearsal.
Before I get to the dragons or the zombies, let's start with the girl, Kiki, a 30-something accountant. In the play's first scene, Kiki's boss asks her to step into his office. She's worried.
Let's talk in my office. The person who goes into your office on a Friday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. for the last 2 months comes out crying and red-faced.
Then what Kiki dreads comes true.
My God, I lost my job. This is Mount Everest bad. Oh, I'm going to have to move back in with my parents.
You can stay with me.
That's realistic, right? But the backdrop to Candyland, a recession comedy, is anything but. Now, bear with me. It takes place in a post-apocalyptic Boston. Playwright Dawn Simmons sets the scene. In 1988, she says, there was a huge dragon war.
And the dragons came and fought within the city of Boston, possibly within the state of Massachusetts, and sort of laid waste to everything. And then the city had to rebuild itself. And just as it got to the point where everybody was doing okay, the economy tanked.
Which brings us to present day in the play. Unemployment plagues the city. Jobs are a commodity. Instead of competing for work, people fight with guns and fists over positions that might not even exist. Some have turned into zombies. There's cannibalism. Basically, it's dog eat dog. One character named Radio walks us through the wreckage.
Scorcher out today. We haven't seen heat like this since when? I don't know. Dragon War of 88. Eating people, still a no-no, so don't do it, no matter how delicious they look. We're in month 16 of the economic holocaust. Unemployment's reached its daily high of 25%. Remember, folks, it's just for the day. More people being laid off every hour. But the Sox are up by 2 in the 5th inning. Yep,
the Red Sox are still playing, and the tea is still running. This twists Dawn Simmons' pulpy, Quentin Tarantino-style sci-fi story into something surreal but human.
From the zombies to the dragons to the way that unemployment has shaped this community, that with all of this crazy stuff going on, you still have to get through and do the day-to-day stuff. And it's still at the end of the day, do I have a job? Can I provide for myself? Can I take care of my friends, my family?
These are the same concerns a lot of us are facing in the midst of the real recession.
It's definitely something that I hear all the time, every day, from a lot of different people. So in that way, the play is definitely hitting close to home.
Actress Obehi Janice plays Kiki in the play. In the real world, she recently lost her day job and has been struggling through the economic tumble. It can be brutal, but she says the play's absurd world, zombies included, helps.
I think it's so much better than having a dramatic play about the recession in Boston. There's a way in which comedy actually gets you through the pain.
The Gulf is filling up with oil and heat waves and natural disasters and wars.
Candyland director Nora Long says the apocalyptic play mirrors our reality, and it channels the undercurrent of stress and anxiety swirling around all of us these days.
And this massive recession where people are losing their jobs and there's this uncertainty about, you know, what's going to happen when you come in to work tomorrow.
Playwright Dawn Simmons wrote Candyland to get people talking about how all of this is affecting their lives. But she admits her biggest fear right now is that her sci-fi satire might hit people, especially unemployed people, in the wrong way. She doesn't want to make light of a serious situation.
And yet I do. It's because humor is such a great way to relieve tension and for everybody to look at somebody and say, I've been there, I've had that conversation, I've felt that way before. And just to know that you're not alone
Simmons and her fledgling theater company, New Exhibition Room, are even hosting post-performance dessert parties to continue the conversation with the audiences. In the end, though, the play really is a lot of fun and, at times, pretty raunchy. You might be wondering, though, does Kiki get a job? I won't tell, but let's just say there's a showdown that would make Quentin Tarantino proud. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.